we are opening our brand new series and we call that Walk the Talk. Nakita naman natin sa video natin. You know, hindi lang tayo poser, but what we claim is something that people see in us. Nakikita ng tao kung ano yung nga sinasabi natin. If we're saying that I'm a Christian, then makikita yun sa buhay natin. So, Walk the Talk. And I'd like to ask for your participation. Christian, ano ang unang naiisip nyo pag nakita nyo tong word na to? Okay? For some of us, okay, you know, we could give so many definitions and meanings about that word, Christian, or pagka may nakikita tayo, you know, probably yung iba sa atin, makikita natin that they are, you know, holy. Pag Christian yan, holy yan. May dalang Bible yan, nagpe-pray yan. So, yun yung Christian. Meron ba kayong kilalang ganon? Tapos pag nag-pray yan, ang haba. Alam mo talagang puro, Lord God, Lord God. Lord, come on, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Who? Lord God. Who? Puro Lord God talaga, di ba? Yun yung nakita ko, yun napunta ako sa Victory. Hindi ko nasabihin yung year, no? Pero yung napunta ako sa U-Belt, sa Victory U-Belt. Grabe yung mga estudyante. Pagpasok ko, nagpe-pray. Oh. Lahat, grupo-grupo sila. Puro Lord God naririnig ko. Lord God, Lord God. Nag-aaway to. Inaaway yata si Lord God. Di ba? Pero, di ba, pagka naririnig mo yun, parang, uy, Christian to. You know, but for some people, pag nakita nila kung sino yung Christian, isip nila, these are weird people. And sometimes, ito yung mga banal-banalan, ito yung mga judgmental, ano, ikaw, hindi ka nagbabasa ng Bible, hindi ka nagpe-pray. So, ito yung mga thinking na pumapasok sa utak natin. Ngayon, pag-uusapan natin, kaya nga ang title natin, ang ganda, Walk the Talk. Okay? Now, maybe, most of us here, if not all, we are saying that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, but the question is, are we really walking the talk? You know, when nobody's around, when nobody's looking at us, do we really say that I'm a Christian, that I am a follower of Christ? You know, and that is why it's very important na makita natin for the next 5 weeks, starting today, pag-uusapan natin kung paano ba talaga natin malalaman that if I'm really a genuine Christian or I'm an authentic or poser lang ako, okay? Kasi maraming yan, basta pagka-Victory, nag-a-attend tayo, pero paglabas ng church, pagbalik ng bahay, grabe, hindi mo makita talaga yung Christ-like character. Alam mo yung parang sila yung nanay, sila yung tatay, sila yung nagagalit sa parents nila, di ba? So, are we walking the talk? Okay? Now, the question is, does your action back up your claim or faith? Yung ginagawa mo ba, na sinasabi natin na Kristiyano ako, na sumusunod ako sa Panginoon, nababack up ba yun ng actions natin? Okay? So, yan yung pag-uusapan natin for the next 5 weeks. You know, gusto ko lang bigyan kayo ng background. Today, we'll be talking about the book of James. The book of James is really like the Proverbs of the New Testament. So, ito yung how-tos for Christian living. Kaya makikita natin, ngayon pag-uusapan natin yung trials, in the midst of trials, how do we walk the talk in the midst of trials. And then next week, we'll be talking about yung works natin, okay, with our works. And then the following week, we'll be talking about with our tongue. Kung paano tayo magsalita, kung paano natin gamitin yung mga language natin. Are we walking the talk pag sinabi natin Kristiyano tayo? Next week after that, we'll be talking about how we could relate with other people. And last is a prayer, okay? Bilang Kristiyano, importante na maintindihan natin, of course, yung prayer walk natin. Okay? We're gonna read God's Word and honor Jesus tonight. I'll be reading for all of us James 1, verse 2 to 4. So, actually, madaling tandaan to. This text actually talks about trials. If you're going through tough times and trials, just remember 1, 2, 3, 4. Ito yon. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? So, sabi nga sa verse 2, James 1, verse 2, 3, and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Lord, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord God, that you would just show us, Lord, the reality of what a Christian looks like, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless our time together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place, Lord. Receive, God, all the glory and honor. And Lord, may you be glorified, Lord God, in our midst, Lord, tonight. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Baka makalimutan niyo yung scripture na yun. Kapag yun nga, may dinadaanan tayo mga hardship sa buhay natin, tandaan lang natin yung 1, 2, 3, 4. James yun, ibig sabihin. James 1, 2, 3, 4. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials. So, ibig sabihin, kailangan maging masaya ako dito in the midst of trials. Now, let me just give you a bit of a background dito sa James. If you never had time yet na nabisita mo na tong book of James, actually, this is 5 chapters only. And makikita natin dito, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, this is like a how-to book for the Christian living. Okay, so dito natin makikita, pag sinasabi mo, kinoconfess mo na ito ka, then dapat makita sa pamumuhay natin. This is how to. Kung merong how to build stronger muscles, kung meron mga ganun na self-help books, ito, yung James, magpapakita sa atin na ito pala yung sinasabi ng Bible kung paano mamuhay. Also, itong James na to, sinulat siya during the time of persecution ng mga Christians, ng mga apostles, ng mga disciples during that time. And you know, habang sinusulat to, as in talagang yung mga apostles, pinapatay, sinusunog, as in matindi talaga yung persecution. Even in our midst, maybe hindi na tayo nakaka-experience ng persecution, just like what the apostles experienced. Pero, maybe ibang level yung testings natin. So, ito yung how-to book natin. And with that, the purpose of this whole series is actually really to expose hypocritical issues in our lives and really to trust and know God that, Lord, since I understood that you died for me, now I'm a changed man inside and out. Okay? So, are you ready for this? We'll be talking about joy under trial first week. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, na-test ka na ba? Oy, everyday. May narinig ako. Everyday is a testing. But, you know, honestly, sino sa inyo dito na na-experience mo na magkaroon ng trials, testing, suffering sa life? Taas mo yung kamay mo. Okay. Oy, yung iba, wala. Perfect kayo. How to be you po? So, there are different kinds of testings. Yung iba, finances. Maybe yung hindi ikaw, yung pamilya mo, may trials, that's why ikaw hirap ka sa school, wala kang baon, wala kang pamasahe. You know, there are issues about finances in your family na probably medyo matagal to or medyo biglang dumating to na wala ng trabaho si tatay, si nanay, nagkaroon kami ng issue na ganito. Then, that becomes a trial. Probably, there's pain, parang gusto ko makatapos pero nahihinder ako, hindi ako makapagtuloy ng pag-aaral. So that could be a trial. Or probably some of us here, you know, may mga testings ng emotions. Okay? Yung iba sa atin, parang feeling mo, you and me against the world. Diba? Laging ayaw ng mga kaibigan mo sa kanya, mahal na mahal mo siya, ayaw din ng mga kaibigan niya sa'yo. Diba? Pero nagmamahalan kayo. So parang feeling nyo, natetest yung love life nyo, yung may persecution kayo. Parang sinasabi natin, basta alam natin, nagmamahalan tayo, huwag natin sila intindihin. Diba? So parang minsan yun ang testings mo. Minsan naman, maybe yung iba, physical trials, testings. Maybe hindi kayo sa family nyo, you know, your family members or relatives are being tested. You know, may sakit na dinadaanan. You know, ito yung mga iba-ibang klase ng testings natin at marami pa yan. Or baka may kakilala ka dito na, alam mo yun, ikaw talagang napifeel mo talaga trials, suffering, in pain ka talaga. Tapos may lalapit sa'yo na kaibigan mo, sis, okay lang yan, kaya mo yan. Tapos sasabihin mo sa kanya, di mo lang alam yung testing ko, kaya shut up ka na lang, ha? Shut up ka na lang, dude. Di mo alam yung testings, hindi mo alam yung trials na nangyayari sa akin. O yung iba, yun, sabihin mo, pagka chini-chicken-chicken lang yung mga testings, tanungin mo na lang, yun nga, how to be you po. Ang galing mo, ha? Yeah. So, ito yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. But let me just go back dun sa James 1, chapter 2. You know, this is very interesting for all of us. As young as we are, we need to really take it by heart and really understand kung ano yung sinasabi ng scripture. Sabi nga sa verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, the author said, whenever, not if. Hindi niya sinabi, consider it pure joy, my brothers, if ever you face trials of many kinds. But he said, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Ibig sabihin, the author assumes that You know, all of us, we will face trials of many kinds. Ibig sabihin, walang exempted sa atin. Kahit na magaling ka, gwapo ka, matalino ka, or hindi ka ganun nag-e-excel, lahat ng tao sa mundo, inevitably, we will all face trials. And that is apparent for all of us. Kaya nga, sinasabi ng author, whenever you face trials of many kind. Now, the point is not to pretend that you are happy kapag ka merong mga testings, pag may mga sufferings or pain na na-experience tayo, but to really have hope and assurance that indeed, when I go through these tough times, I know that, you know, I can rejoice in the midst of trials. Kaya nga, joy under trial yung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. Now, tatlong bagay about trials na gusto ko maintindihan natin tonight. Hopefully, my prayer is that we will have a new angle or new perspective when trials hit us. Kapag ka dumating itong mga pagsubok na to, meron akong ito yung sinasabi sa Bible. Okay? Una, trials liberate us from entitlement. You know, kaya nga sinasabi ko kanina dito, inevitably, every one of us will experience this. But the question is, could it be possible for all of us to experience joy in the midst of trials? Posible ba na meron akong pinagdadaanan ngayon, mahirap, pero still, I'm rejoicing. Posible kaya yon? So kaya ito yung kailangan natin maintindihan. Una, trials liberate us from entitlement. You know, pag sinabi nating entitlement, this is the feeling or belief that you deserve to get something. You're entitled. Alam mo yung kapag mataas ang grade mo, entitled ka na hindi ka mag-exam next exam nyo. Okay? Kasi na-hit mo yon. So you are entitled. Okay? But, kailangan maintindihan natin in this perspective of trials, again, trials liberate us from entitlement. Because, you know, we think, if I'm a Christian, if I follow Jesus, you know, every Friday I worship God, I lift my hands to God, and then, all of a sudden, makaka-experience tayo ng mga sufferings, ng mga pain, then we will try to, you know, reason out and sasabihin natin kay Lord, i-question natin si Lord, Lord, you've seen how faithful I am serving you in the ministry, you know, doing one-to-one, doing victory groups, you know, I attend every Friday, I pray, I reach out to my friends. Now, merong trials and testings, Lord, why is this happening to me? As if like we are entitled of all the blessings because we are serving God. Not trials anymore. Because if trials hit us, we will question God, Lord, this is foul. This is too much. Lord, you've seen my heart. I've been faithful walking my spiritual life with you. Lord, nakikita mo kung paano ko nare-respeto ang mga babae. Lord, nakikita mo kung paano ko nag-o-obey sa parents ko. Now, kapag ka dumating yung pagsubok, hindi natin matanggap. Because we feel like that we are entitled of the blessings, of the provisions, of all the good things in this world. Because I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. But you know, the point is trials will liberate us from entitlement. Kaya merong trials sa buhay natin. Kasi minsan, something na nawawala sa atin, we are idolizing it in a way na kapag ka nawala ito, as in talagang hirap na hirap tayo. Yung parang talagang guguho yung buong mundo mo kapag ka nawala to. Maybe, you know, pagka may relationship ka, you know, feeling mo, natetest ka pag nag-break kayo, Lord, ano to, bakit? Ba't natetest ako? Ba't natetest yung relationship namin? Nag-iimuto ka na yung talagang hindi mo na matanggap? You know, that could be an idol to you. And you, because you are putting more weight on that situation rather than God Himself. Because you are replacing God in your heart already. Kasi pagka nawala to, then you will feel like God is punishing you. Lord, bakit ganito nangyayari sa akin? Ba't ganito na-experience ko? But you know, we can understand that trials liberate us from entitlement. Because the truth is, we are not entitled of everything. You know, the reason why we are being blessed today is simply because you are son and daughter of God. Hindi dahil sa mga ginawa nating maganda. Hindi dahil sa na-invite natin sa youth service. Hindi dahil doon, kaya tayo pinagpapala ng Panginoon. But we need to understand, again, we are not entitled of everything. It's a privilege to serve God, to worship God, and to receive the blessings. In fact, hindi nga natin deserve eh. Lahat ng mga magagandang bagay na nangyayari sa buhay natin, but yet, God is giving it to us. Pero minsan, madalas, we feel like, again, God is punishing us. Pag kami, ito na, sunod-sunod na yung problema. I don't know about you, pero na-experience yun na ba yun na biglang may dumating na pagsubok, hindi mo pa nasosolve, biglang meron na naman, nagpatong na, meron na naman, parang, Lord, ano to, parang sunod-sunod to ah. Parang hindi ko matake to. This is too much for me, for our family. And we feel like, Lord, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this kind of trials. I don't deserve this kind of pain. Because, Lord, I've been serving you anyway. But that is not entitlement. The reason why we have trials in life is for us to know more of who God is and what God can do. When you are saying that you have faith in God, that does not guarantee that your whole life will be spared from any agony, from any pain. You know, hindi yun yung guarantee. Kapag ka sinabi mong, I surrendered my life to Jesus. In fact, the more that you get closer to Jesus, the more that you will experience testings in life. Why? Because you will know and understand, it is God Himself who can bring you out of that situation. You are trusting Him. Not trusting on what you have, and not feeling bad kapag ka nawala itong mga bagay na to. So that is what trials will do to us. It will liberate us from entitlement. In fact, let me just say this, suffering itself does not rob you of joy. Entitlement does. Minsan, feeling natin, pagka nagsasuffer tayo, pag may problema, pag may pain, Lord, nawawala yung joy ko, ang lungkot ko na, parang ayoko na mag-attend ng service. Baka akala lang natin, because of suffering. Pero ang totoo, because of entitlement. Because feeling natin, hindi ko dapat na-experience to. In the Bible, think about Moses. Think about Joseph. You know, they were persecuted. They were in the midst of trials. You know, they have all the reasons to say to God, Lord, I'm not supposed to be experiencing this. I've been following you. I've been obeying everything that you commanded me to do. I don't deserve this. You know, they have all the reasons, even Apostle Paul, even the disciples in the New Testament. They have all the reason to tell God, Lord, I don't deserve this. But you know, they realize that it is not about entitlement. That is why suffering itself does not rob you of joy, entitlement does. Another thing, I don't know if you know Hazel Galliero. You know, see, Hazel Galliero was one of our Victory Group leaders here in Victory Metro East. In fact, nakasama pa namin siya sa ano sa leaders camp back in 2014. But you know what? 2012, she was rushed to the hospital because of severe pain ng ulo niya. Nagkaroon ng surgery. They found out na merong tumor sa brain niya. But it was benign, okay? Ibig sabihin, hindi naman ganun ka full blown. Somehow, pwede pang maayos, magawa ng paraan. But you know, a year and 8 months after, dumating na naman yung time that she was in severe pain, that she can't take it any longer. That is why her family members brought her again to the hospital. And this time, she had a surgery again. And then because of that surgery, nawala yung eyesight niya. She got blind. And then from that point on, nagdi-deteriorate yung health niya. You know, hindi siya nakakain. And, you know, there was one time I saw her attended our service. I was preaching here. Nakaupo siya. She's blind. Hindi niya na ako nakikita. After the service, I approached her. Again, I introduced myself. Ako si Kuya Jeff. Naalala mo ba? She remembers. But she can't see me anymore. But, you know, one thing that I really, you know, I'm so amazed was that throughout the pains and trials and suffering, you know, itong batang to, hindi ko nakitaan ng bitterness, ng galit. You know, in fact, she was still seated there, worshiping God, listening to God's message. And yung kinumusta ko siya, you know, she was just smiling. You know, as if like, parang grabe naman tong taon to. Parang gusto ko sabihin kung, Hazel, how to be you? Yeah. Teach me. And hindi lang yun. Her family members, yung mga kapatid niya, I know, I believe that there's pain. But yet, they were enduring it simply because they know that God is in full control. And you know, last year, Hazel Galliero passed away. She died because of that. But you know, the good thing is that Because she felt and her family felt that they are not entitled of anything. That is why may dumating mang pagsubok, Lord, I know that you are still in full control. And I will have the joy in the midst of trials. You know, of all the people, I could say, they have all the reasons to question God. Lord, why is this happening to me? But yet, they did not dare. Because they believe, even her family right now, you know, rejoicing that they know that Hazel is in the hand of God, you know, worshiping Him. That is why trials liberate us from entitlement. Hindi tayo nagkakaroon ng testing dahil galit sa atin ang Panginoon. Pero kailangan maintindihan natin. You know, I'm not exempted. Yes, I'm a Christian. But still, I'm a human being. I'm flawed. And I always fall short of the glory of God. That is what brings us to this point of suffering. Because of the fallen nature of man. And that is inevitable. That suffering. That is why we should never in the position to feel entitled, Lord, hindi ko dapat na-experience to. But it will liberate us. You know, not just that, another is that trials are pathways to maturity. You know, whenever you face trials, always think that, again, God doesn't hate us. God doesn't tell us, oh, yan, hindi ka nakapag-attend ng youth service kanina, o bibigyan kita ng trial. God will never do that. But yet, we need to understand that trials are pathways to maturity. Let me just read in verse 3 to 4. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, this is very clear for all of us. You know, the reason why we are going through pains and tough times today, I want you to see the good side of it. That indeed, God is preparing me for something greater. And that is for us to mature. You know, di ba pag, yung iba nga sa atin dito, di ba pagka nabusted ka, ligaw ka, isang taon, dalawang taon, puro busted. Meron na bang ganun dito? Kumutas yung kamay mo, nakakahiya. Pero dahil nababusted ka, you know, along the way, there's pain, there's, grabe, ang sakit naman nun, mahal na mahal ko, nabusted na naman ako. But you are maturing. Bakit kaya? Baka naman ayaw niya sa flat na buhok. Gusto niya medyo nakamanban. O nagmamature ka. Or baka naman puro bagsak ka, 10 taon ka na sa kolehiyo, Lord, grabe naman testings to. Baka naman minamature ka ni Lord, mag-aral ka. Hindi puro barkada. Hindi puro gimmick. Minamature ka ni Lord. For me, you know, the truth is, I hate waiting. God is dealing it in my heart. You know, pagka nag-withdraw ko, like dito sa ATM, pagka malayo pa lang nakikita ko, mga 3, 4, I would not even bother to fall in line and wait. Kahit nasabihin mo, di ba, pag BPI ka or Metrobank ka, pag same bank, wala kang charge. So, I don't care. Kung ma-charge ako, basta hindi ako maghihintay. So, lilipat ako ng ibang bangko. God is dealing that with me, you know, in terms of waiting. But you know, come to think of this, minsan sa buhay natin, ayaw natin ng process. Gusto natin mag-jump agad tayo dun sa sagot ni Lord. But you know, parang alphabet lang yan, A to Z. You know, A is a picture of a new beginning, a new start. And then Z is a picture of fulfillment. Of ending. But sometimes, or most of the time, we forget that there is still LMNOP in the middle. And we don't want to take the process because we want to jump right there so that I could see the answer, I could see the solution of God. We never realize that those BCD, EFG, LMNOP, those in the middle, it's like a maturing stage for us so that when we get to the Z, then we will appreciate who God is all the more. Because Lord, I've gone through this And yet I realize you never leave me. You've never left me along the process. And right now I'm here. Lord, I'm going to rejoice because you are so good and faithful in my life. Trials are pathways to maturity. Kaya tayo nagkakaroon ng testing, sufferings, and pains ngayon. Again, God doesn't hate us. God doesn't put punishment in us. But He wants us to be mature in every situation so that when trials hit you again, you will know how to face it. Because you experienced it already. Now you are mature. Now sasabihin mo, chicken na lang yan. Kaya yung demonyo, hindi niya na alam kung anong gagawin niya sa'yo because you keep on maturing. Because you keep on rejoicing in the midst of trials. Because you know that God is sovereign and He is in full control. You know, I like what it says in ERV, easy to read version. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be all that God wants you to be. We will all be mature when we go through the process. Hindi natin mamadaliin. But along the process, merong inanakit, merong, you know, sufferings, merong testings, challenges. But we're gonna take it. Because that is the way of how God will mature us. Last thing is that trials cause us to trust God for who He is, not for what He does. You know, pag may mga pagsubok sa buhay natin, all the more makikita natin kung sino ang Diyos, hindi yung... You know, we all know that God is all-powerful. He can do everything. At a snap of His finger, pag sinabi niyang, it's enough. That trial's enough. But you know, the reason why God is letting us be in that situation, maybe for a month, for a year, or 2 years, Lord, sobrang tagal na nito. You know, the very reason is for us to see more of who God is. Not what He can do. Because we know that He can do everything. Pero gusto niya makita natin kung sino ang Diyos. That we know that He is for us. He is never against us. In verse 12, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. You know, we need to realize that God is our great reward. He's our reward. He is our prized possession. Si Jesus lang sapat na sa buhay natin. Minsan, pinagpe-pray natin, Lord, pwede bang matapos na itong pagsubok na to? Lord, sa pamilya namin, grabe, ang tagal na namin. Hirap kami sa buhay. Lord, pwede bang matapos na itong pagsubok ng nanay ko, ng tatay ko? Hanggang ngayon, hindi sila nagkakabalikan, hindi sila nagkakaayos. Lord, yung sakit ng nanay ko, pwede bang matapos na to? Hindi na namin kaya to. You know, maybe God is, you know, God is not pulling you out from that situation because right there, you will meet who God is. And that is where you would appreciate more that God, Lord, you are sovereign. Lord, in the midst of everything that I'm experiencing right now, you are there. Hindi yung dahil maganda lang nangyayari sa akin, nandun ka. Pero kahit na hindi maganda yung nangyayari sa akin, nandun ka pa rin, Lord. Because that is, trials cause us to know who God is more than what He can do for all of us. You know, I'd like to show this picture, a tea bag. Sabi nila, the flavor of a tea bag comes out best when it is put in hot water. And that's true. You know, yung tea bag, pagka nilagay mo sa mainit na tubig yan, yung lasa niya, dun mo ma-appreciate. Meron na ba dito, yung tea bag, hindi mo nilagay, minata mo lang. Binuksan mo, tapos kaya, tinunaw mo na lang, tapos inalog mo na lang dito. Wala naman, di ba? The flavor of a tea bag comes out best when put in hot water. You know, yung picture ng hot water, that is suffering. That is hardship and trials. Now, lumalabas yung totoong Kristiyano, yung lumalabas yung totoong Jeff, yung totoong Anthony, yung totoong Ken, yung totoong Rose, Monique, kapag ka nandun sa trial. The question is, will you walk the talk? When you say that I'm a Christian, yes, I'm going through tough times, I'm not gonna backslide. Kasi yung iba, iniisip natin, Lord, grabe itong pagsubok na to. It's too much, it's foul. Magbabackslide na lang ako. Lord, magpadulas na lang akong pabaligtad. Tagalog yun, ha? Nung ano. Diba, hindi na-gets, no? Hindi na ako mag-a-attend ng kahit ano service. Pero dun nga natin makikita if we are really following Jesus. That is the question. Are we really following Jesus? You know, this is the question. In the midst of trials, the question is not, why is this happening to me? Instead, who is in charge of my situation? Hindi natin tatanungin si Lord. Lord, bakit ba nangyayari sa akin to? Pero ang tanong natin, sino ba ang in charge? Ikaw ba? Or si Jesus? Who is in charge whenever you face trials of many kinds? As I close, the evidence of a genuine faith is not how you praise God in public, but how you trust God in darkness. It doesn't matter how loud you worship God, you praise God in a youth service, gaano kakataas tumalon, as in lumalampas, tumatama yung ulo mo sa ceiling, gaano kakapassionate kay Lord, kung pumalakpak ka, daig, parang wala nang bunga sa pagpalakpak mo. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, because what matters most is that when you are out there, you're experiencing trials and testings. Are we walking the talk? Are we following Jesus? Now, let me end with this scripture, Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, Jesus himself could have all the reasons to say no and stop this. Can we just quit? He could just tell God, the Father, Lord, can I just stop here and not go there to the place of skull where I will be crucified? Lord, pwede ba dito na lang? Pero hindi niya ginawa yon. But it was his joy to really continue the journey and be hanged on the cross. Because he knew that, you know, what would happen on that cross will definitely set us free. From all the agony, from all the pain, you know, again, we will not manufacture it. We will not pretend that, you know, I'm okay. No, the truth is you are not. Whenever you go through trials and testings, you have to accept the fact you are not okay. But the truth is, I will still have joy in the midst of trial because I know that God finished it on the cross, won the battle for me. That is why I should not feel alone because I know that the gospel tells me. The gospel, in fact, is not a defense from suffering and trials. Instead, it is God's rescue through trials and pain. It's not a defense. Pag may gospel ka, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi ka na magkakaroon ng trials. But instead, it is God's rescue through pain. He will rescue us. That's why all the more we should appreciate trials, but this time, with the joy of the Lord. Can you say amen? I'd like to pray right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, for your message. It speaks volume, Lord God, in our lives tonight. Maybe some of us here, Lord God, we are going through pains, tough times, trials, suffering. Lord, sa pamilya namin. Lord, sa personal life namin. Lord, in terms of relationship, in terms of health, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just speak to us, Lord, today. Like just like your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, I'd like to pray for some of you here. If you are going through tough times, you know, it's okay to be, you know, just tell God, be honest to God and be transparent to Him. You know, if you are going through suffering, tough times, pains in your family, in personal life, I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to stand with you in prayer because I know that God is maturing you and you will be able to win every battle, that the enemy will just hit you. If that is you tonight, would you just gently lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. I want to pray, you know, in faith. Kung ikaw tong tao na to, would you raise up your hand? Maybe hindi ikaw to, but you know, your family is going through tough times right now. Just raise up your hand. I want to pray. Lord, you see these hands, Lord. You see the faith, Lord God, of these young men and women, Lord. Lord, you see, Lord God, their situation right now. God, I pray that you would just strengthen them. Lord, allow them, Lord God, to see who you are more than the testings and trials happening in their lives. Lord, kung sa family man nila, about finances, Lord, about restoration ng family, Lord, about, Lord, sa school, Lord, sa studies, Lord, Lord, physical health, Lord, in their relationship with other people. God, I pray that you would just strengthen them right now. Allow them to see that you are in the midst of everything, Lord. Lord, you will never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, you will always protect them, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that they will just come out of every trial, of every suffering, Lord God, victorious. Not defeated, Lord God. They are victorious because of what you have done for them on the cross, Lord, for all of us on the cross, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for securing us, assuring us, Lord, that indeed we could always find joy in the midst of trials, Lord God. We bless your name.